Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Giants 3-0 at Oracle Park last night to the Reds after sweeping the Rockies. They can pitch. They're just not hitting yet. Let's get into all of it with Sean Estes. 7-3, by the way, in their first 10 games. Sean joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. What's happening?
What's up? Just hanging out.
We're hanging out. Let me go off the board for a second. Unfortunately, other than the Giants, but last night against the A's, Mad Bum, man. How about it? He's struggling.
I don't know how I didn't see. Did he give it up again?
Gave up a bomb to Chapman. ERA over 11, Shoney.
Yeah, he gave up 6 earned runs last
night. Was that his third start of the year?
Second. It was second, yeah. Right? Yeah, he's not.
I think it might have been his third.
Okay, you might be right.
No,
I think so. I think we're going around the rotation.
I think it might have been his first two weren't good either.
This one was worse.
And he's given up a ton of home runs. I mean, this is going back to last season, even short season.
Yeah, you're right. Three starts.
Yeah, some.
Yeah, he's.
I was wrong. I hope I'm still right, but. I've been wrong so far. I felt that when he went over there that he'd pick up right where he left off with the Giants. I mean, just I thought that would be a good sign for them. I still felt like he had a ton left in the tank. And maybe he does, but, man, it hasn't been pretty so far.
I felt like maybe the
short season last year, maybe that had something to do with it. But, you know, he had the full winter to get ready and a full spring training this year. And I felt like that he'd find it again, but hasn't happened so far.
Yeah, and they said that last year that he was adversely affected about the shutdown and spring training 2.0. It just wasn't long enough to get him going. And what we're seeing is just a lack of velocity and poor location. So, but we'll see. We're not going to see them until June. I know after I left you left me and went back to Arizona after the opening road trip, you were texting me during opening day and what Johnny Cueto was doing. And, yes, we saw the triple shimmy against C.J. Crone. But Johnny was good the first start out, Sean, but 118 pitches, you know, it was a shift to allow the story ball to go through. Otherwise, he would have thrown a complete game. Is this the best we've seen Johnny?
First one since 16, I think.
Yeah, is this the best we've seen Johnny since really the first half of 2016 when he started the All-Star game for the National League? Is he back, do you think, possibly to that kind of form?
Well, I think it's going to be tough to get back. He was just so electric. I remember every time he took the mound, I thought he'd throw nine, you know, or he had no-hit stuff the whole first half of 16. I think the velocity was a little bit better then. Obviously, the changeup, the location was all working for him that year, or at least that half. Yeah, he's close to that for sure right now. Definitely as good as I've seen him since then. You're seeing everything out of Johnny. You're seeing the repertoire. You're seeing the fastball get up to 93, 94 at times. But, you know, he's throwing that changeup quite a bit more now, which is filthy, locating the breaking ball on both sides of the plate, backdooring it to lefties. I mean, he's got the full arsenal, you know, at his use right now, and he's not inhibited at all, you know, physically. So I think that's the big thing, you know, getting over the Tommy John and then coming back after that. You just never really feel quite like you can – execute with everything, feel comfortable, you know, that first year after Tommy John. Usually takes a couple years to get it back. So that's where he's at right now. And we were kind of as a question mark coming out of spring training of what we're going to see out of Johnny. And right now, I think everybody can just, I think they can exhale a little bit with him. I think he's back.
How about just overall the starting rotation a few times through with the 2.43 ERA? Sanchez didn't pitch well or didn't pitch poorly last night. They just got beat 3-0, gave up some home runs. But in general, outside of Logan Webb, they've been outstanding.
Yeah, and even Logan, I think he's in his stuff, and he's been pitching a little bit better than his numbers. What they get, I think 5 or 10 straight starts now where they've gone at least 5 innings and they've given up 3 runs or less, which is a pretty good run, I think.
Every one of the year, all 10, yeah.
I think the record is the 2002 Giants. They had 12 straight starters did that. So they could get that done. Gausman going tonight and Johnny tomorrow. I really liked the rotation coming out of spring training. I did. I liked the fact that, you had Gausman and the success he had last year. You know, I was hoping, and now we've seen Johnny come back to being the Johnny that we remember, you know, close to at his best. And then, you know, DeSclafani was a little bit of a wild card just based on his season last year. But he's regained, you know, his form from 2018-19. He looks great. Obviously, you know, Logan – his stuff, he's, you know, the young guy in the rotation right now. So I still think he's going to get better as he takes the mound every fifth day. And then Sanchez, we weren't really sure about him coming off the shoulder injury last year, what he was going to feature. And he's gone out there and given his team a chance to win. I like his stuff. I mean, the velocity is mid-90s like he used to have, but he's got great movement on the fastball, and that curveball is as good as it gets. It's a swing and miss pitch. So, you got 5 guys that you're running out there right now that not only are pitching well, but they're really keeping this team afloat because the offense hasn't done a whole lot. So without those 5 guys, you know, and if they're not all pitching the way they are, you know, instead of being 6-4, this team could be, you know, 4-6 or 3-7 right now. You know, the record could be flipped. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's what's great about baseball is that, you know, everybody kind of felt that the offense was the thing that was going to get them if they're going to have success this year. It was going to be the offense, and that was going to be kind of a guarantee. But, you know, there's nothing guaranteed, right? I mean, I still think the offense is going to be there, but now that they're slow, they get out of the gate slow, you know, the pitching has to pick up the slack, and in particular the starters, and they've done just that. And because of that, they've been able to win some games. So coming from a guy that pitched, I love watching, you know, guys go out there and really keep their team in the game, regardless of how the offense is doing.
But you could swing the bat as well. I remember seeing a grand slam against the ex-Expos on tape, which leads to the offense, and you kind of glossed over it, but, you know, it's awful. The first 2 games of the year, they score a combined 13 runs. The last 8, Sean, they have a combined 18 runs, and they were shut out. The game you worked with me in Seattle against Flexen, and they were just got, you know, just muffled last night by Wade Miley in the Cincinnati bullpen. They only had 2 hits in the game. And Castillo's going for Cincinnati tonight with a, you know, a great changeup, and he throws high 90s. But these left-handed hitters, LaStella, Yastrzemski, Belt, I think, you know, they had lingering issues coming into the year. Tommy got hit in the knee, his back. He has got hit in the hand. Belt with the litany of things. And it's somewhat explainable. But what are you seeing? And specifically some of these left-handed hitters. I mean, even the right-handed hitters are not doing great. You know, Craw's had a couple of big hits, but his batting average is low. I mean, how soon do you think it'll be before they start hitting the way they're capable of hitting?
Yeah, that's a good question, Pop. I don't really have an idea. I know they will start hitting. There's just too many guys that, you know, too many veteran hitters that have had success in the past, and guys that know what it takes to go out there and get hits. And I think it's just a matter of sticking to the process right now. They're not going to get beat mentally. You don't have a lot of young hitters that that, you know, in this lineup that are, you know, going through the, you know, slump right now where they just mentally can't figure out a way to get out of it. I mean, I think mentally you don't worry much about veteran guys when they struggle. You know, they find a way to get it done. You know, we're 10 games into the season right now. I mean, if you ask, you know, 10 Hall of Famers right now, you know, did they ever go through a 10-game stretch where they just really scuffled? And they'll all tell you, yeah, of course. But I figured out a way to get out of it. You know, I mean, I worked on things. You know, I think it's just if you put the work in, you go and you get the extra reps in the cage, off a tee, whatever it takes, work with the hitting coaches, whatever it takes to get you right. You know, that's really what it comes down to is the work you put in before you get in the box when it counts. And all those guys, to a man, have been there before. They've all struggled before, and they've all found a way to get out of it. So I don't have any worries at all with this lineup that they're going to start hitting again. I just think that it's tough when you have everybody kind of struggling at the same time. I think maybe with the exception of Longoria and Solano, you know, everybody's really, you know, underperforming right now. So I've seen some things, though. It was nice to see Belt get his first home run. It looks like Dickerson's starting to find his swing. He's hit some balls hard, hit the home run the other day. I see some of the guys kind of maybe turning it around. Like you mentioned, Crawford's had some pretty good swings in the bat. Flores is too good of a hitter to continue to hit like that. Slater's the one guy you kind of, you know, he hasn't had a ton of at-bats in the big leagues. And, you know, he's getting that opportunity to play every day. Now, you know, is he going to press? And that's the thing. Is he going to press because he wants to play every day? You know, how is he going to come out of it because he's really scuffled? But, you know, to a man, I think everybody can do a little bit better, maybe with the exception of Longoria because he's just stinging the ball everywhere. He's pretty locked in. But I really do think that they're too good. It's the same guys we saw last year. I mean, really, there's no nuke. It's the same guys we saw last year going out there banging and scoring 6-7 runs a game. So I think we're going to see more of that than we'll see of the shutouts, you know, the two shutouts we've seen. Because I think they only got shut out 4 or 5 times all last year, and they've already been shut out twice. So they're getting all that out of the way early in the season. But they'll come around, and there'll be a time when the starting pitching's going to struggle a little bit. It becomes contagious, and the offense is going to have to pick them up. That's what good teams do. So if they're gonna continue to play like they plan and stay above 500, you got to pick each other up. Every facet of the game has to be able to do that. But I don't really have any worries about the offense right now. Although tonight's going to be a difficult challenge in Castillo. This might not be the night they bust out. But we'll see.
So you know, your answer is tomorrow afternoon they'll come out of it, but not today.
Yeah, maybe a Maley or Molly, the guy pitching tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I agree with you. The veteran guys who have proven it before, no worries. I mean, I think they're going to come out of it. Yastrzemski's interesting. Has he done enough to where he's on that side of the fence where it's like, no worries, Yastrzemski's fine, he'll come out of it? Or do you worry?
Yeah, no, I actually don't. I thought a lot about Yastrzemski just because this is definitely the most he struggled in a Giant uniform. And I go back to just how battle tested he is. I mean, just the fact that he had, you know, 40,000 at bats in the minor leagues, a team that gave up on him. He came over and, you know, he was a Alex Dickerson healthy back away from being in AAA, and he went out. He knew that he was going to AAA. And, you know, he ended up, I think, playing that day or the next day, and he never stopped hitting after that. So, like, his back was against the wall, and he responded. He said, I belong in the big leagues, and I'm here to stay. And he truly believed that because he was ready mentally to handle failure, and he was ready mentally to be a really good big league player. So I just think that he's been through so much. He's not, you know, 22. He's 30 years old. He's much more mature than I think people realize, just because, you know, it took him a long time to get to the big leagues. And then when he got to the big leagues, he believed that he belonged there and he was here to stay. And you don't do that by going through, you know, times where you struggle and not getting out of it, right? Or getting out of it. He's had stretches where he's struggled a little bit, but he finds a way, you know, to, like I said, he's a kind of an inexperienced player in the big leagues, but has more of a veteran experienced mind. And that's what it takes to get through stuff like this. So I think the words that come to me is that he has definitely been battle tested, and he'll find a way to get out of this. He's a pretty strong, you know, you can tell he has to be pretty strong mentally to go through what he has in his career and now come out to, you know, really come out on top. So don't worry about him at all. Maybe a little bit had something to do with the getting hit in the hand. He's not a guy to make excuses, but he did say it flared up on him, you know, five games into the season or whatever it was. And so maybe that was going on. But then I also saw that, you know, he's been working a little bit more of his timing, his leg kick, you know, so the timing's off a little bit. But he'll tweak things and, you know, he'll go on a run or he'll carry this club. I truly believe that.
Sean, as always, thanks, man. We appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Enjoy tonight.
Take care, Shawnee.
Good one. Fun one to watch. Yep.
Definitely.
First team to score wins.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric BZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.